Thank you for calling customer service. Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Ashley. I'm already calling. I'm a little disappointed, to say the least. But
what was advertised was not even sent to me. And now I'm getting charged, you know, 90-some bucks for this. And I just wonder if there's anything anybody can do about it.
Can I have a zip code, ma'am?
49058.
You said 49058?
Correct.
And what was your name again, ma'am?
Leslie Enninger. E-D-I-N-G-E-R.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Yeah, 2805 McEwen Road, Hastings, Michigan, 49058.
Yes, ma'am, and I see that you called in earlier to cancel your account, and they canceled your account?
Yes.
And you're calling about a refund, ma'am?
Yeah, because, to me it was false advertisement. I didn't even get what was advertised. What was advertised was an effervescent that you dissolve in water and drink it, and I got these capsules with white stuff in them.
Yes, ma'am, and when you called today, they explained to you that $4.95 was for a 14-day trial, and after 14 days, if you did not call to cancel, they would charge you the full amount of the product.
Well, I guess I didn't notice that part because it was so tiny you couldn't even read it on my phone. However, what was sent to me wasn't even what was advertised. I was buying something else, I thought.
Yes, ma'am, and when you received the product, you didn't call in to say that the product wasn't what you expected?
Okay. I guess you got me. This is a good scam. All right. Nothing you're going to be able to do about it, right?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, because you did not call within the 14 days.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. For nothing.